B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This was in a movie you've seen, so. The band was performing it at a party.
What burger?
Oh.
'85. Freddy Krueger?
It was in a transformed dorm room.
Son-in-law.
Blew out multiple walls and multiple dorm rooms at a big party in the dorm. This band performed.
Oingo Boingo.
Yes, what movie? Back to School.
Was it?
This is the party.
That's right.
This is it.
I hated that school. I hated that movie because of the kid. Like, you love Rodney Dangerfield, but you couldn't stand his just little squirmy kid.
It'd be a dive team.
You probably like Chaz. You probably like the captain
yes.
of the dive.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Couldn't stand his kid, though. Oh, talk about miscast. He was the original Ben Stiller, original dweeb.
Okay.
this is a Halloween song?
Well, then.
Dead Man's Party, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Ooh. Very good, then.
What did Mitt Romney say?
We'll get to that. I just want to tell you what the bullet points were. You asked about jobs.
Yeah.
Here were all the bullet points.
So,
number one was this.
So, if I'm under a scholarship,
assure student-athletes are treated similarly to non-athlete students. It doesn't say anything. Assure student-athletes are treated similarly to non-athlete students unless a compelling reason exists to differentiate.
You know what? All you kids together can use a library.
That's a lot of words.
That? Yeah.
That could mean anything.
You know what? You're allowed to
treat athletes
library.
Like non-athletes. Unless you got a good reason not to.
Don't they get treated better?
Yeah, yes. They get treated yes. better.
Yes.
You what is this?
You eat.
Bring them down a notch.
No. Don't bring them down a notch. More of the other stuff.
Less training.
More training table. More not having to see nerds when you sit there and eat. Sit there and tap your computers. Sit there and eat.
Travel by bus once in a while.
It also says maintain the priorities of education and the collegiate experience to provide opportunities for student-athlete success.
Line skippage at the bars.
Ensure rules are transparent, focused, and enforceable.
I didn't see the rule there. I looked right through it. It was transparent.
And facilitate fair and balanced competition.
What the hell is this?
Make clear the distinction between collegiate and professional opportunities. Make clear that compensation for athletic performance or participation is impermissible. Reaffirm that student athletes are students first and not employees. Enhance principles of diversity, inclusion, and gender equity. I don't know what that has to do with getting paid. And protect the recruiting.
Why do you even have to write that in?
Protect the recruiting environment and prohibit inducements to select, remain at, or transfer to a specific institution. Well, if you're able to get a deal, marketing deal, that has nothing to do with your university outside of the university that happens to be in a different market, too friggin' bad, collegiate institution. You don't own these players. You don't own the kids. You don't own them.
You don't own
them. this is the problem that these schools are now going to have. Because the rest of the world has had enough of their bullcrap with your non-guaranteed scholarships. Kids get hurt and you kick them off scholarship and you say kick them to the curb the way you've been doing for decades. Guess what? It's coming home to roost. Yeah. All that's coming back to haunt you now. Mm. Yeah, because everyone wants to make it out to be, these kids have it so great. And all of a sudden, they don't. You know, hasn't been so perfect for some of them.
I agree.
So now all of a sudden, well, now the tables are going to turn a little bit. Too friggin' bad. Mitt Romney's got something, though. He's worried about it, Zoe. He's worried.
Almost Olympics. He's
worried about kids driving Ferraris. Mm. He's worried about that.
Oh, is he?
Here he is.
Maybe his kid shouldn't drive any. Go ahead.
Yeah, clearly, the devil is going to be in the details here, but did you see this
Blandino?
Stop. You know who that is. You should know who that is. You recognize the voice?
Give it again.
Yeah, clearly, the devil is going to be in the details here, but did you see this decision from the NCAA as a delaying action, or is it actually an embrace of a new...
Jeremy Schaaf. Belichick deceive you?
Jeremy Schaaf.
Oh, is that Jeremy?
It is.
Oh, it was Tim McCone.
Not even... That would be like... That'd be Tim McCone. Jeremy Schaaf. That's Jeremy Schaaf.
Yeah, yep. Of course.
Okay. Yep, sports cars. Right. Yep.
Yeah, clearly the devil is going to be in the details here, but did you see this decision from the NCAA as a delaying action, or is it actually an embrace of a new model?
Well, I think given the California legislation and the fact that the Board of Governors is saying, yeah, okay, we're open to this idea, that suggests that there's actually going to be some movement here. And if not, why, I think Congress will act to make some movement, because I think we recognize it's just not fair to have these athletes giving the kind of time they give to their sport and not receiving any kind of compensation or remuneration, particularly at a time when they come from very, very poor families in many cases.
Job,
but
man.
Look, what you can't have is a couple athletes on campus driving around in Ferraris while everybody else is, you know, basically having a hard time making ends meet.
Oh.
And you can't have a setting where some schools that are in major markets or have big sport followings, some schools are like the honeypot, and everybody, all the great athletes, all want to go to those handful of schools. Then you kill collegiate sports.
So shut up.
There needs to be some adjustment to the whole name, image, and likeness approach to make sure that we don't create those problems.
What do you want? Just universal flatness across the board. Do away with the SEC. You know who doesn't drive the vet and the Corvette and the Ferraris, Mitt? The third team tight end. You know who gets to drive them? Quarterback, and puts 4,000 on the board every year.
Can I tell you something, Mitt?
Not
every college athlete is some poor kid.
Right. Josh Rosen.
Did you hear that?
Compared to Mitt, they are.
Everybody's poor. That must be it. Oh, many times coming from poor families. Well, no, there are some. No, absolutely. There are athletes.
Mother and father only manage to bring home $250,000 a year.
I understand that. There are athletes that do come from poor backgrounds. I get it.
Right.
That don't grow up with, you know, financial advantages that Mitt has or his kids have all had.
You know what, son? When we go up to Lake Winnipesaukee, you're going to stay back and work and have a pickup truck.
First of all, if one of those poor kids ends up with a Ferrari, good for him. Awesome. Great.
Good,
you got a poor kid who's now got the advantage of having a Ferrari? Then attaboy.
Go back and watch a 30 for 30
recruit. I thought that's what people like Mitt were all about. You know?
Pony Express, SMU.
You know, making your own way in this world, Mitt. What is that? Now you got to hold him back? No, that's not good. Got to hold him down. Got to hold him down because we don't want honeypots here. We don't want anyone getting too rich here in this college game. We don't want any schools getting too big.
Everybody be 5-5.
Far be it from me to say that anybody has circumvented the rules in the past, but do star players on college teams ever drive nice cars while the rest of the team doesn't? I mean, I remember seeing a Nissan Pathfinder rolling through campus. It was the coolest car I'd ever seen in my life. And somebody's, who the hell is driving that thing? Oh, that's Percy Snow. Oh, how does Percy Snow manage to afford a Nissan Pathfinder when he's so busy with his studies and playing football?
Save a piggy bank.
Just all those lawns he would cut over the summer, I guess.
You betcha. He cooks and cleans and he... God.
Should have seen the cars the URI kids were driving when Jim Herrick was there.
Oh, really? What do you think Lamar Odom? You think Lamar Odom?
I don't know what Lamar Odom was driving.
The bus?
Luther Clay wasn't even a great player, and he was driving a brand new Ford Explorer at the time.
Luther Clay.
No, we can't have schools get too good here.
Yeah.
That would be a problem.
What do you think Nick Saban's Mitt's
comments? Can't let anyone get too good. We need to make sure that we, you know, scale things down here. Yeah. Make sure we no honeypots. Can't make any one school too attractive. That'd be a problem. What's he worried about? Where'd he go? Stanford? Went to Stanford for a time. BYU as well. What's he worried about? His schools? his alma maters or something? Not getting to the top of the heap?
Yeah, getting beat every year.
What is that?
This great thing by the NCAA, too, is if this thing goes through and they're able to get paid for their likeness, the school's not paying anything. It's companies paying stuff. The
no
NCAA's
kidding.
Not paying anything.
No kidding. And all the biggest schools are still going to be the ones that have all the money anyway.
Because
all
boosters.
Their boosters. They have the biggest boosters.
But the schools are afraid of this.
Their power structure will still remain in place.
They get all their money from the shoe companies and all the deals and all this stuff. And there's a finite amount that these companies can spend. If there's a way for those companies to not have to pay the school, I can just pay the athletes directly. School doesn't get as much money. So the schools don't want this either. Even if it does make the athletes happier. Wait a second. All this money that we get because we have this football team, we have these star players, is now going to go directly to the players?
Give them some rights to do something or to pick some or what they want to wear. Look at Zion. Almost blows his knee out because you're wearing a shoe that the school forces you to wear. That Nike shoe. Almost Zion whose foot went right through the side of Nike, right? Almost missed a month.
He's unreal, heavy for his heart.
Corporate Raider millionaire.
You know what? Maybe I want to wear Adidas.
Fearful that poor kids will have Ferrari. There's the headline from Mitt Romney.
He said they won't get the Ferrari. The other kid will. He'll just have a Subaru or something.
We'll get to your calls on this and everything else from the day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think there are 3 words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to the Mark Bertrand Show. I don't know where the other two guys are. Apparently, took the rest of the show off. Where the hell did they go?
Maybe they're at that costume judging thing.
Unreal. 617.
You want a free day off? Best costume.
Yeah, I guess.
A free day off.
I guess. I voted already. Put my vote in. 617-779-0985, the phone number. Mike's in Virginia Beach. Mike.
Hey, too bad the guys aren't there. I was going to say, great job on the Monster Mash headlines, but it was great this year. Hey, on this whole NCAA thing, whether it turns into athletes can make a whole bunch of money themselves, which I don't think is the NCAA's intention here. I think it's colleges hoping to cash in on some other option. Or even if it's just this incremental thing where, like, you get money for books, you get whatever, what's to stop a group of people or even individuals from eventually litigating this and saying, how could, you know, look at how much money I could have made. You know what I mean? How much money could LeBron have made when he was in college if it does turn into you can just get rich? Or a class action suit of, like, I don't know, several hundred thousand graduates that played any kind of sport whatsoever and just saying, you know, putting it together and saying, you guys owe us something now.
Well, I mean, it's different now and rules change, right? You rewrite things. I mean, what would Joe Montana make nowadays? People are saying Teddy Bridgewater is going to make between 20 and 30 million on the open market next year. You can't just say, okay, you know, I know there's going to be people that are going to want this litigation or try litigation against it. Someone's going to come up with it. But, I mean, just the vagueness responses by this is...
I can tell you how it sort of stood for so long. It's because you enter this sort of agreement that if you want to participate in college athletics, you agree to the terms that you're not going to make money and you're not going to...
They're giving you free education and they own you.
Okay, that once upon a time was okay and that was enough. But that's not what college athletics are anymore. The colleges have cashed in. The coaches have cashed in. Administrators have cashed in. Corporate sponsors have used it to their advantage. There's a lot of people making money.
You think
that are not the athletes, and so if there are all these dollars, right?
Yeah.
That are out there, and I understand that a lot of that money does go back to the schools and does go back in the form of scholarships to the athletes. Yeah. I get that, but that money was already there before. That money for the scholarships was being paid
right.
30 years ago, right? Did the University of Michigan have the scholarships for all the teams they're paying scholarships on now, 30 years ago?
No.
No, it did.
No, it's more. It's more now.
No. But were they funding the scholarships 30, 40 years ago?
Hell yes.
Was Michigan State Hardy
yes.
funding the scholarships
yes.
then? So don't tell me they needed all the extra cash for the scholarships.
Dude, I just...
That's
never.
A lie.
They
that's,
did. They
that's
didn't,
a lie.
But tuition and everything else has increased exponentially. Now, is the cost of sending one kid to school what they charge? No. So they can fudge the numbers
right.
any way they want. But I would say that 30 years ago, you could go to Michigan State as an in-state guy for $6,000-$7,000 a year. Now, I don't know what it is.
Lucky it's 30.
40?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's...
All I know
it's guerrilla math, right?
It's
these, you know, they're just going to say, no, this is what it is. That's how much it costs. That's how much we make. And you guys can't really get any of it because we're already using it all to pay for your scholarships. Well, are you?
Is but this, that is, really but how this it again, works? this is not the schools paying the athletes. This is not the NCAA paying the athletes. All this is someone saying, I have a right to my name. To do whatever the hell I want to do with it.
Like if you're the quarterback in Notre Dame.
It's like the most basic of things.
Okay, so say Notre Dame has this superstar quarterback. They've never been able to recruit one, but say they have this quarterback that is like the thing, like the Andrew Luck. Now all of a sudden you're on NBC every single Saturday. No other teams have that right. Notre Dame's on NBC, national television, major network, every freaking Saturday. If that kid wants to sell his likeness, he should be able to if you're going to put him out there like that. And if he's going to carry your school and you're going to be 10-0 and actually win a real bowl game, then that kid should reap the benefits of it.
Right. So if that kid wants to sign a deal to sign memorabilia for $15,000,
I mean, he'll be at
Hardy's show.
What's that Shriners auditorium you got going on this weekend?
Sure. Yeah, he should be able to show up and do it.
They're flying him in. Boom. Should be able to do it. When I came out, they had like seven bowl games. Seven bowl games. Do the Francesa thing. The audio. That's 1, 2, 3, 40, 30, 42, 43, 44 bowl games now.
And that's not the school paying them. That's someone else paying them outside of the school.
And there's always, but
that's
the school's making the money.
So why should the school
all making the money.
Be blocking that? Why should the NCAA have the right to be blocking that?
Yes.
And I think that we're in sort of to the caller's point, if you litigate this now, which way do you think this would go?
In favor of the
athletes. In favor of the athletes, and that's why the states are starting to write this legislation the way it's going now. And that's why the NCAA is going to have to fully cave, even though I don't think they have yet. I thought their statement the other day was vague and sort of useless. And I think it's being misinterpreted as a result.
It is, but I think it's also probably the first step in them allowing this to happen. They just want us to make they want to make it look like it's a little bit their idea, and they'll be giving some more concessions as they go. When the inevitable is just out there, they just don't want to cave all at once and set a precedent like, hey, if you just you squawk loud enough, then you'll end up getting what you deserve. Oh, no, still going to make you wait for it and work for it.
Look, there's Zion Williamson and the Duke basketball team. They're waiting in line through security at the regular airport to board a jet to take a flight to get to Atlanta. You know what? We're wheels up. Zion, we want you to be the face of us. We're going to put you over billboards. All we're going to do is just give your team two jets. We'll fly you back and forth. Is that legal now? Is that using his likeness? Not paying him, but we're giving him, you know.
Benefits.
Use our plane. Benefits. That's a benefit.
Which is great.
It's not monetary, but it's a benefit.
No. It's I remember this when this debate was raging like years ago during the NCAA tournament. It's probably John Oliver is talking about how compensation to athletes comes in the form of scholarships. He says, the currency of a scholarship is the only currency that's harder to spend than Bitcoin. You can't spend a scholarship, Okay, it's valuable, yes, but it shouldn't count as compensation or any kind of currency. And that's what these players want. That foolhardy and as short-sighted as it might be. Nope, you're making all this money off of me. I want some of that money. How do you argue against that? Yeah, you get your scholarship. Absolutely. But there's so much more being brought in by these programs that is offset by the scholarships given to the athletes.
Let's go to Greg, who's in Belmont today. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I have been reading a little bit more about some of the states that are really getting into it now. It seems that it's really exactly what you guys are saying, which is it's athletes who want to be able to say, oh, Nike, you're selling my T-shirts? I want some money from that. And I have a feeling that Nike's going to be all on board with that, exactly what you were saying a little earlier. You know, they'd rather pay the athlete than have to give the money to the state, the school, and then, you know, argue with another school the time the kid transfers or something like that.
I think what he's saying is that the schools would rather have it that way, fight it out with them.
Well, he's saying Nike would rather have it that way. But I think Nike would rather have it that way so that they can develop relationships and start that process as early as possible.
With the top athletes, yes. With the best guys, the guys that they want to sell the T-shirts for.
Sure.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, we've been taking care of you since you were a redshirt freshman.
They already have that access.
Yeah, and they won't go to jail now.
Did you see the Adidas case?
They just won't go to jail now.
Did you see it? They're getting their ass hauled into court as it stands right now. They're trying to make that as secretive as possible. Now they won't have to be as secretive as they've been.
Like can write it off.
Like they were at Louisville. Connor in Lexington. Hi, Connor.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Put it on the books now.
So I played college soccer at the Division I level. We were third in the country my sophomore year. And I've had this conversation with multiple people, and I've heard this argument multiple times. You talked about it, where people say college athletes already get paid with scholarship money. But I remember back in 2014 when Shabazz Napier from UConn basketball, when they were the national champions, came out and said he was going hungry. So I just want to know like how you contradict that and how you bring up that argument and see what people think.
I don't know what you mean by contradict it.
What are you contradicting?
I don't know what he means. I think that's an argument for why athletes should be
you really think he was going hungry?
No, I think it's probably
Jim. Depends on how much hungry you have.
You get a meal plan when you're a college athlete on campus.
Maybe you can't swipe your card as much.
You get a full meal plan when you're there.
Maybe you want food at the training facility, right?
Maybe you want that late night snack.
No, you get a full meal plan to eat on campus anytime you want.
You eat whatever you want.
And according to Zoe, they get full meals at the training table.
And when you travel on the road,
you don't eat at dining halls.
I mean, I just remember this goes back. I don't know if it's still cash, but
per diem.
The per diems were in cash on the road for the athletes.
$37.
It was not small. It was a decent amount of money every day that handed in that envelope.
I remember they'd give us $37 a meal, and we would go to the dollar menu. Yeah,
$37 a meal as an athlete.
Yeah,
and it was three times a day on the road.
Three times a day, one day. Yeah,
over. Yeah, it's bucks. Not. It's wait, a wait, decent
this
amount
is
of
you,
money.
Though?
This was me in the '90s. At Maryland, you walk on a plane. Wait,
that's
game.
30 years ago. Wow.
Yeah, it's not a small amount. It's a legit amount of money
per meal.
Average, because they would say breakfast was cheaper, but like you get to the hotels, it's like $20 if you eat the hotel breakfast.
What happens if you get a free breakfast? You get to spend that money on the next meal.
The best was Jim.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
As a college student, I would travel with the teams at UMass, and as a student, even though I wasn't on the team, but
travel,
I still got all. You still get the money as a student. So I'd get all the
money.
Same money. I get all the same money as the athletes.
Talk to our former interns and see what they get now.
And so, like, everywhere we went, they'd be handing me envelopes, which was awesome as a poor college student.
I'm sure none of the better players got thicker envelopes at all.
Getting
ever.
The per diem. No. The best one, like, I remember we'd get to the airport, though, and it would be like, you get like $10 for a snack. Like you'd be getting off the team bus and be like, oh, it's
your voucher.
You get 10 bucks like for snack money, like at the airport waiting for your flight. Like
who's carrying around all the envelopes full of cash?
It'd be a coach. A coach would always be responsible for
recruiting coordinator. Stressful job that is.
And they'd have all the envelope and they'd be all organized for the whole trip.
Yep. Like alphabetical
order. Itinerary of money and who was getting what.
Shoebox was stacked envelopes.
Yes. Just and it was all cash.
Scroll right through. Okay. Z.
That's what I said. This is now, at least 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's still cash or they, kids all use like Venmo now and Apple Pay and everything. I don't know if they just put them in
Patriots
for it.
Patriots are like millionaires and it's Brady making $30 million yet on the plane on the away game. You get handed an envelope with cash.
It's great. It's awesome.
Here, Tom, you can eat now.
But it's great. There'd be a coach with like a stack of $10 bills and you'd get out the bus and be like, here's your $10 bill. Here's your $10 bill. And you'd be like, what's this for? For a snack.
Oh.
In case you want a drink or, coffee, whatever you need. There's 10 bucks.
I'm getting hungry.
It's like these trips. Just get all this money.
Some peanuts.
Go to the bank. I need 510s.
Or the best was, though, per diems when there was already a team meal scheduled.
Well, this is what they are. I mean, you always eat at the hotel anyway.
Here's the per diem.
That's my complaint.
Here's the per diem.
There's the Patriots.
Oh, and the team dinner. At the team dinner and the bus for to go to the restaurant is at 6. And you're like...
You get fed at the stadium, you get fed on the bus, you get fed on the plane, and then you get fed at the hotel, and you still get per diem.
Well, so you're the quarterback in Maryland. I'm sure you were paying for drinks at school, too, right?
Pitchers.
Headlines with Hardy. We've got one more segment of your calls. Today's takeaways at 1:50. If you missed Monster Mash headlines, we'll play them again coming up in the takeaways about 20 minutes from now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Nothing will ever replicate this.
Going out tonight, son?
No. Nasty weather. 60-mile-an-hour winds, 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Really?
Yeah. It's supposed to blow tonight.
Literally and figuratively.
Branches flying around everywhere. Weirdos sitting in the dark of trees.
Yeah, you're usually that guy.
Banking on the weatherman to be right this time?
You never know. I might just venture out.
Hardy, you going out tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Where are you going?
Around the neighborhood.
Going to a neighborhood close by where... Because
yours sucks?
Calvin's... Well, it's one cul-de-sac with a few houses. It's not... I mean, it's not a neighborhood.
Gotta go to the big neighborhood.
Fancy. Yeah.
That's not fancy.
Full-size candy bar neighborhood?
No.
No. Reach in a bucket. Full size.
No, we're just going with so he can go around with one of his friends. And then Fred Toucher said it wasn't going to rain tonight.
He did.
Fred won't even be awake by 6. What the hell's he care?
Oh, okay.
Go out.
Well, I know some towns have canceled Halloween.
Well, postponed it.
Or canceled. You can't just move it. Like, you know.
What if, like, you know what's going to piss people off?
Is you know what Saturday is? November. That's not Halloween. Halloween's in October.
You know what's going to happen? Some kid's going to ring doorbell on Saturday, and some of these towns will move it, and someone's going to answer and say, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, it's not that's Halloween. What I would say. What get are you looking for?
Take a costume.
No,
get
I gave my candy out on Thursday.
Whoever came to my door Thursday got the candy. Get out.
Get out.
And where's your parents? Oh, is that them over there in the Prius? Yeah, get out. Get out, millennial. Out. Real kids got the candy. You know what they did? They came on Halloween, October 31st.
Sonia is in New Hampshire. Sonia.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Hey.
Hey, how are we
doing? Hey.
I know we've been talking NCAA, but I got a question about the Patriots kicking situation.
Go ahead.
As we know, most of the Patriots players are required to play multiple positions. So I want to know, why can't a punter kick field goals, and why can't a kicker punt? I mean, it kind of makes sense to me that's kind of their thing, is kicking the ball. So rather than bringing all these has-been kickers, I mean, I'd almost rather see them bring Flutie back, for goodness sakes, than some of these guys they've been bringing in.
You're a big football fan there, huh?
No. Drop kick it through.
I love football. I love football.
Okay, but Jake Bailey.
Yeah.
Is it such a stretch to think that he might be able to be a place kicker?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's a two-step thing. It's totally different. I mean, you've got to be trained to do that. You just can't pick that up on the fly. What the hell's that?
Someone's ringing the doorbell. Let me see.
You got a fairy visiting?
You got a trick-or-treater already?
Why are they ringing the doorbell?
It's 1:40. It's too early for that.
What the hell's going on?
Talk to them. Hello?
I don't know. They're just leaving the package.
Can you talk to them?
What'd you get delivered?
Thank you.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me say something.
No, he's already walking away.
Hey!
No, you missed him. you say it's totally different.
Totally different.
Is that what Nick Folk looks like, by the way?
Yes.
Okay.
Some of the pictures they have.
So the punter
looks like our program director.
So the punter can only drop the ball from like waist height and punt the ball. You're saying that's what he does.
The punter, it's a totally different motion than for.
So could the punter kick off?
The punter is kicking off.
Thank you. It's not totally different.
Well, he could take three steps.
There's the balls on the ground.
You know what?
So now we've got him dropping the kicker, kicking like that. And now the ball's on the ground. He can kick it that way.
You know what? You know what, kicker? You can drill it as far as you can, and you have 53 and a third yards of leeway to where you can place that ball between the two orange pylons. It's a little different when you get between the goalposts.
What are you talking about? The punter has accuracy. That he wants to put it right down there. He wants to put it right down there. I just don't think you're not asking a plumber to go perform open heart surgery.
Well, maybe he would.
You dismissed her question as being nonsensical. No, I said there's some actual logic to it.
There is some logic to it. I understand the question. I said that's interesting. Because
you said Bailey, I only watch a lot of football, huh?
No, I liked her. She said she'd get fired up for the football. She likes football. It's ridiculous to think that he could just go and kick field goals and be accurate. There are professional kickers, PAT field goal specialists, that struggle to put it between the uprights right now because of the new rules.
Mm-hmm.
And to think you're going to force a punter to do that, mm-hmm. and for him to be actually accurate and do it and win you games, I think it's a little bit far-fetched.
Well, we'll never know. I wonder if he would have been better or worse than Mike Nugent. How was Mike Nugent?
Not great.
Okay. How do you think Jake Bailey? You think Jake Bailey would have been worse than him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, I mean, when you watch Nugent, I knew something wasn't right because I even said it. He's taking too long. He's winding up. Something's not right with him. Yeah, maybe his best days are past him. That's why you whack him and you make the next move and you bring Nick Folk in.
So. You just want me to come running up to kick that ball so you can pull it away and see me land flat on my back and kill myself.
That's right.
So I want to know, why can't a punter kick field goals and why can't a kicker punt?
Pretty good, Jim. T-Bone?
She's Nate.
Nate,
you freak.
Nate the intern?
Nate's come a long way.
That was Nate the intern.
I think day one. I
picked that up right away.
Day one, wow. I saw Nate. I didn't think it was going to work. I really didn't. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, God.
Like, this ain't going
to
work out.
You just want me to come running up to kick that ball so you can pull it away and see me land flat on my back and kill myself.
So I want to know, why can't a punter kick field goals and why can't a kicker punt?
Similar. Sonia, there's an article from the AP. If you're still listening, back in 2014, it quotes a bunch of really good place kickers and punters who talk about it. It says place kickers who punt, punters who place kick. That's the title of it. If you want to Google it, it has all the, you know, big name punters and kickers who talk about practicing it and going to the other role in their spare time in practice and how difficult it is to do the other one's job. So. If you're interested in an expert opinion on that, Google that story from the AP in 2014.
You know, speaking of this Halloween thing, I'm going to look up WBZ4 because I got a list of the towns that have moved it. We got to see which towns are like.
Check it out.
Chicken bleep towns.
Monster Mash headlines in today's takeaways are coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Polish kicker.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
Give me the stuff. That's sweet. Funky stuff. All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, who help thousands lose weight, and more importantly, keep that weight off. View the transformations at awaken180weightloss.com. Interesting day today. Well, a couple things.
Monster Mash headlines.
Oh, we're going to do that first?
Yeah, get it right out of the gate. Let's go. That's what the people want.
Chew it up, toots.
Give them what they want.
Now, here's the 98.5 Sports Hub headlines.
The garden was haunted late last night by a freakish ghoul from Greece, nearly 7 feet in height. The Celtics won by 11, but as good as that sounds, that monster from Milwaukee grabbed 14 rebounds.
The boards, he crashed!
Yes, the boards were crashed.
The boards, he crashed!
Giannis was earning his cash.
The boards, he crashed!
By the way, Brooks Lopez, trash.
The boards, he crashed!
Freakish boards, he crashed. Whoa. All the vampires in Houston had to stay up late. Whoa. To watch their dying Astros succumb to their fate. Whoa. The Nationals won Game 7, 6-2. Whoa. And a man won a trophy for the balls he threw.
MVP stress!
Yes, that man was stressed.
MVP stress!
Strasburg, if you have to ask.
MVP stress!
His fastball? Not that fast.
MVP stress!
Congrats, Steven Stress. Whoa. Now this last bit of news will make your blood run colder. Whoa. The injury list says Brady, limited shoulder. Whoa. But listen here, you spooky Ravens. Here's something scary. Sunday night you might see...
And kill Harry.
Headlines are sponsored by Jake and Joe's. Get to Braintree on Sunday to meet Adam Jones. Win a Jameson Yeti cooler while you're watching the game. More headlines in 30 minutes. Hardy is my name.
It's the third Bert laugh that gets me.
It's a Bert laughing at the end that makes it all worthwhile.
It's not trying. It's like, that's real.
No. Oh, yeah. He doesn't force his laugh. He's legitimately tickled by something football related.
Yeah. It's probably not something all that funny.
No.
Speaking of football.
Jesus. Yeah.
I bet Bert would enjoy this call.
This guy from Attleboro, huh?
Yeah, football call.
All right.
Football guy, really.
Football guy.
Go to Kevin in Attleboro. Kevin.
Hey, Zoe, I like what you're talking about with the using Jones as the mic. And I thought it'd be interesting if they came out in quarters coverage, they could play a cover three and show quarters. Belichick has trouble. He doesn't like pulling the trigger on the zero blitz. He's actually never called a zero blitz against Deshaun Watson. So it'll be interesting to see if he actually wants to go with something so aggressive against a mobile quarterback like that.
You messing with me now?
As Zoe said, you trying to out football me?
Hey, until I figured out, I don't like your tactics, but I know where you're heading. You're messing with me. Trying to defootballize me. Why not? Well, quarter coverage. I throw that quarter coverage at you.
Other than the X's and O's, how was this question? Was it a good question?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, do you think he's going to have the balls? How about this? Instead of saying all that,
yeah.
I think Coach Belichick has the balls to blitz Lamar Jackson this week.
Ah.
Just boil it down to something more easy.
Well, that's what he said at the end.
Understood.
You know, threw everything out, designated the mic, the quarter coverage, maybe thirds, and he hasn't rolled out the zero blitz.
We had Mark in Medford on, but not really today. We went to take his call, and instead we got this hold music, and it went down a weird path. Mark in Medford. That's an interesting song.
That sounded like Gordon Lightfoot.
Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, sundown, you better look for
it. Sundown, that's what I thought it was.
Sundown, yeah.
What other Edmund Fitzgerald songs you got in your repertoire there, Zoe? What?
When you see a fun little...
When you see a pretty lady and she's walking the moon.
And with sisters in town and cheese. Chasing that raccoon. Sundown, the sun just came down. Well, it's night time in here, and you better lay down. Down, you better look back. And I find creeping up my back.
Oh, hey. Easy, Doc.
I think we can do a Sundown headlines today. Bond. Monster Mash headlines in about an hour, 12:30. Then we'll do the Sundown headlines.
Sometimes the Celtics win big when they're losing really bad in that first half. Who is that weirdo under the bucket?
Last night the World Series came to an end. It was the National.
Yeah. Remember where you are, so you remember you are.
Oh, what a mess.
That poor Nationals broadcaster.
What do you think? Do you think we can do Sundown headlines tomorrow?
I'll pull it off. We don't even need a warning on that one.
I think we should do it tomorrow.
The unscripted part's better. My God.
Sundown.
Yeah.
Someone looking over there.
Over there.
Here.
In here.
Here.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I think we can pull it off tomorrow.
I think we can, too. Yeah.
Oh, I think we definitely can.
What do you got in the bag here? You got a little, you got your peanuts with your candy corn?
Candy corn and peanuts. Right? So good. Yeah. See? Felger knows.
Yeah.
You guys just don't have sophisticated palate.
Yeah, I guess
we
don't.
Give me a Snickers. How about that? Stuff a Snicker down my throat. That'd be good.
Stuff a Snicker
down. That's it. We're done. Done. Be careful out there.
Oh, man.
Oh, Snickers is on the phone.
We've got everything tomorrow. Snickers, we've got RJ Bell. We've got the picks. We hit him last week, 5 for 5. RJ Bell, we're going to shove that right in his face tomorrow,
yeah.
1 o'clock.
Woo.
Phil Perry, I said that. We're going to do the Sundown headlines.
It's a 5-teamer.
At some point tomorrow, we're getting ready for Patriots Ravens. Back at 10. See you then. Felger Maz next. Bye. Happy Halloween.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Javonte Green will dribble it out. The clock hits triple zeros, and the Celtics, who struggled out of the gate a year ago looking for a signature win, get one in game 4 tonight, beating the MVP. And the Milwaukee Bucks coming from 19 down to win it going away. A feel-good night if there ever was one. The final score, Boston 116, Milwaukee 105.
Maz, how'd you like that one? You watched that one, Maz?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, pretty good.
How'd you feel about that one?
I thought the second half was pretty good. I thought the first half was a complete clown
so
show.
So they stop again, like say stop playing after 24 minutes? That's it? You just stop judging a team after 24 minutes?
No, I mean, I say bad and good. I add them together.
What does the first half of an NBA game mean?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.